Good evening, everyone.
A warm welcome to my session. I know it's the last session of the day. You and I have at least one thing in common. We all carry just one mobile phone or one laptop, and we want to check both our Facebook posts and work email and be productive on the same device. How many of you do that here? Yes, so do I. So this poses a challenge, or a responsibility rather, to those managing IT in enterprises. You need to ensure that employees like you and me have productivity and they can seamlessly use their devices, whether they're at home or at work, but ensuring that these devices do not compromise the security of your enterprise. This is exactly why we need management of devices. Mobile device management is particularly useful when you need to manage users that are mobile, not just mobile devices. So what do I mean by that? Users who use their personal devices, but also those who use corporate devices and are mobile and are hardly connected to the corporate network. Or if you're looking to move to the cloud and you need a cloud-based management solution, then MDM is your answer. So in a typical enterprise, there are different kinds of devices. We have iOS devices, iPhones, Android tablets, iPads, Windows 10 tablets and phones. But in this particular session, I'm going to cover the tools that you require, the enterprise features that we are adding that you can use to manage Windows 10 devices and applications in your enterprise. So, and by the way, I'm Janani Vasudevan, and if you have any questions that you're not able to answer during this session or later in the Insider Lounge, you can feel free to drop a question through my Twitter account, and I'll make sure that I get back to you. So what are some of the challenges that we face today, that you face today when you manage Windows devices? We asked some of the IT pros in Fortune 100 companies, and this is what we heard. First, you need more control to manage these mobile devices. More and more of these devices that are coming into the enterprise today are mobile devices. And while Windows 8.1 does have a rich level of MDM capabilities, the level of control that you need is much more and something that's closer to group policy that's available today for you for PCs. Second, when managing Windows devices in an enterprise, today you have to use different tools to manage different kinds of devices. What do I mean by this? Today with Windows Phone 8.1, you can set a policy, say to disable camera, through MDM, and you can enforce this on the Windows Phone devices. However, you cannot use the same MDM policy to enforce or disabling the camera on Windows PCs. So you will have to resort to a different tool like Group Policy or System Center Configuration Manager for the same. So this is an inconvenience to you because you now have to use different tools for different Windows devices. Third, because of this need to use different management tools for different Windows devices, there is always a chance for policy conflict. Let's say the System Center Configuration Admin set the policy to disable a camera for PCs, and an Exchange ActiveSync admin did not set the policy. If my PC ends up adding an Exchange account, if I end up adding an Exchange account on my PC and it gets managed by both Exchange ActiveSync and also by System Center Configuration Manager, the results are unexpected. The policy may not be enforced correctly. So now you have to have these admins sync up with each other before the policy is rolled out. And finally, let's say you were able to figure out what tools to use for which Windows device, and you are able to configure the policies without conflict. I, as a user, still have an inconsistent user experience When I try to launch the camera app on the phone, I see a different error message. And when I try to launch camera on my PC, I see something different when the admin has blocked the use of camera. So how are we moving towards the direction of addressing these challenges with Windows 10? First of all, we are expanding the mobile device management capabilities beyond what already existed with Windows and Windows Phone 8.1. These mobile device management capabilities can be leveraged by all MDM servers and also existing tools like System Center Configuration Manager. We'll see that in a minute, how that's possible. While the level of control we provide for Windows 10 will not be exactly the same as what group policy provides for PCs today, we are working towards closing that gap moving forward. Second, all controls or all policies that you set through MDM for Windows 10 will be converged. They will apply to all Windows devices in your enterprise. If you can disable camera through an MDM policy, that will apply to all phones, tablets, or PCs that are in your enterprise. So it makes it much easier for the admin to enforce one policy and see that applied. We'll see a quick demo of that later. Third, there is still going to be a case when you need to have multiple management tools managing your device. And in this case, the Windows 10 device automatically resolves conflicts and picks the most secure configuration when it is managed by more than one management tool. So in the previous example that we saw, even if the Exchange Active Sync admin had not disabled the use of camera, the more stricter configuration that the System Center Configuration admin applied would take effect on the device. And finally, because Windows 10 is a converged platform, I now have a consistent experience when a policy is enforced on any of my Windows device. So in summary, all of these benefits put together make it easy to manage Windows 10 devices in the enterprise. For the rest of the slides, keep an eye on all of these benefits and see what each of the features provide. Windows devices have been in the enterprise for a really long time. And so we understand that there are a lot of tools or management options that you already use today. And Windows 10 makes management easy, not just by expanding mobile device management capabilities, but also by making sure that we continue to support and enhance these existing management tools. For example, today you use Active Directory to log on users to PCs in your enterprise. You can continue to do the same with Windows 10, but you will also be able to use Azure Active Directory for the same. Talking about management, a lot of you still use group policies to manage PCs. You can continue to use that for Windows 10 devices. And we will be adding new group policies to support new Windows 10 features. For those of you who use Advanced Group Policy Management, or AGPM, it will support Windows 10. And we are adding new PowerShell commandlets that make AGPM scripting easier for you. Talking about System Center Configuration Manager, it's widely used across enterprises for managing PCs. You can continue to manage PCs, Windows 10 PCs, using System Center Configuration Manager. In addition, all of the new MDM policies that we add for Windows 10 will now also be available or can be leveraged through System Center Configuration Manager. I'll come to that in the next slide, I promise. As for MDM, in addition to the expanded capabilities that I've been talking about, there is also support for initial provisioning of the devices, which is going to make it easier for you to set up devices in bulk for your organization. And other management providers like Exchange Active Sync, PowerShell, or Windows Management Instrumentation will all continue to work for Windows 10 as they do today. So how are some of these benefits possible? How is the MDM stack designed? Let's take a quick look. I know this is kind of a busy slide, but I really want to highlight two key points here. First, any management tool that you pick for Windows 10, be it System Center Configuration Manager, or Exchange Active Sync, or MDM, all of the configuration goes through a common management layer at the bottom. And so what happens is any configuration that you apply, because of it going through that common layer, the device itself is able to automatically resolve and pick the most secure configuration of the same. Second, System Center Configuration Manager uses Windows Management Instrumentation, or WMI, to configure settings on a device. And all of the new MDM features that we are adding is added through configuration service providers that you see at the bottom. What we did was we added a layer called the WMI bridge to our MDM stack so that we could bridge the configuration service providers through WMI, and we're working very closely with the System Center Configuration Manager team so that they can leverage and configure all of the settings that we're adding to MDM through System Center Configuration Manager also. So what are these new features that we are adding to MDM? To illustrate this, I would like to walk you through a story or something that you go through every day in your company. So let's say I'm a new employee that's joining your company. You either make sure that you give me devices for me to work, or I bring in my own devices, which is actually becoming more popular nowadays. And you make sure that I have all the required things, all the required configuration to be productive at work and at home or wherever I am. And all this time, you ensure that my device is secure and the security of the enterprise is also not compromised. During the course of using the device, I'm going to have issues where I can call you and you'll be able to troubleshoot those issues. And finally, when it's my last day in the company, you want to make sure that I no longer have access to any of the corporate data or corporate resources that I had access to as an employee. So the first step that I did when I got these devices was take it to work and try and connect it to corporate Wi-Fi. But I realized I couldn't do that. It is because you require that I enroll my device in MDM before I can connect to corporate Wi-Fi. So that was really the first step that I did. I took my phone, followed your instructions, enrolled it into your MDM server. I then picked up my laptop and went back to look for the instructions. But what did I find? There was just one set of instructions for enrolling any Windows 10 device. The single enrollment experience for any Windows 10 device really has two benefits. One, to me as a user, I just have to learn one way of doing it. And to you as admins, you just have to publish one set of instructions for any Windows 10 device. There is a hidden benefit here for MDM server vendors out there that they need to implement against only one enrollment protocol for any Windows 10 device. So let me show you a quick demo of how I enroll my PC into your MDM server. And by virtue of the experience being the same, you would know how to do that on the phone too. So here I have my device, and based on the instructions, I navigate to Settings, which is where our Connect to Workplace setting is now. And under Accounts, I see Work or School. And I see the Connect button. I'm just going to click on it and enter the credentials that my admin has given me. So what happens when I hit on Continue here is my enrollment service is auto-discovered based on the credentials that I enter. For those of you that are using Windows 8.1, this is similar to that. And once my service is discovered, I see the authentication page. And this page is customizable for your enterprise. If you want to use multi-factor authentication, you could do the same. Or if you want to use one-time password, you could use that. For instance, Microsoft, we actually use a phone two-factor authentication, so every time I sign in, I have to verify that it's me on my phone before I sign in. For this demo, it's basically just a password. So I enter the password, and that's it. So it was basically four clicks, and I'm enrolled with the MDM server. So the experience is really simple, and this is the same thing that we have across all Windows devices. I'll show you a little bit later about how some of the policies are applied to. So I showed you how I enrolled into an MDM server. But with Windows 10, you have more options. We talked at the beginning that with Windows 10, you have the option to use Azure Active Directory to log on users to your PCs. So you as my admin could mandate that I join my device to Azure Active Directory when I initially set up the device, because it's a corporate-owned device. Or I, as a user, could choose to add an Azure Active Directory account to my PC after I set it up initially with my personal account. That's going to give me single sign-on to my corporate resources, which is why I might go and add that. So in both of these cases, what happens with Windows 10 is that your device can be automatically enrolled with MDM when I connect to Azure Active Directory. This is great because MDM is the primary channel of management for Azure Active Directory managed devices, just like group policy is for Active Directory managed devices. So you can ensure that my device is managed at the same time that I connect to Azure Active Directory. Plus, I don't have to do these two steps separately. Some of you also have the need to prepare or pre-provision devices for employees, say, in your financial group. You want to make sure that they get their laptops or their phones, and when they unlock their phones or log on to their laptops, the system is already provisioned with the settings that you desire, and the device is automatically enrolled with the MDM server. So this is possible for Windows 10 using the bulk provisioning feature, where you can ensure that the device is automatically enrolled without requiring user intervention. And this is possible by using certificate-based authentication for the enrollment process itself. If you're interested to know more about bulk provisioning and how it can help you save initial setup time, I would highly recommend the reference session. This happens at Ignite, which is Microsoft's enterprise-focused conference that happens next week in Chicago. Don't worry if you're not registered. All of the session recordings will be available online. So why did you ask me to enroll my device before I could connect to corporate Wi-Fi? Because you could manage my device and ensure that I have all the things that I need to be productive, and at the same time that my device is secure. Windows 10 helps you do this through MDM by adding on to all the rich features that we already had for Windows and Windows 8.1 through MDM. All of the policies and all of the configuration that existed will continue to move forward for Windows 10. Plus, anything that was available only on phones will now also be brought to PCs wherever applicable. If you need a quick recap of the Windows 8.1 MDM features, I would suggest looking at the referenced video here, which is from the last year's build. So the first thing that I saw when I enrolled my phone was a message asking me to set a PIN for the device. So just like this PIN policy, you can now configure a lot of different policies through MDM in each of these categories. One notable addition that I want to call out is the Microsoft Passport PIN. Some of you might have attended a session just before this where they talked about Passport. Microsoft Passport is a feature in Windows 10 that allows your users to move away from username and passwords to more secure and easier unlock procedures like fingerprint scanning or iris scanning, PINs, and all of that. You can also configure Defender and firewall security through MDM for PCs, just like you could do it for through group policy. Here are some examples of policies that are available through MDM, but this is only a small sample set. I couldn't put all the policies on here. There are over 100 new policies that we are adding for Windows 10 through MDM, and this is over the 50 policies that already existed for Windows 8.1. So let me show you a quick demo of how I configure the policy in one place and the policies applied in a consistent manner on both my PC and my phone. Okay. So here I have my PC that I've enrolled with the MDM server. I go into settings just as I did before, and I see that it is enrolled with my MDM server. So my admin has set a few policies, and let's see what those are. So the first thing is they've made sure that I'm not able to sync settings on the device that I use for work to my personal ID. So my settings do not roam across on managed PCs. And I also see that my admin has prevented me from removing my enrollment. That is, I cannot unenroll my device. This is especially useful for corporate-owned devices where you do not want your users to remove themselves from management. And the other thing that I just mentioned to you about, Windows Defender. Windows Defender is available on Windows devices in box, and my admin has made sure that I cannot turn off real-time protection because that would put my system at risk. So now let's move to my phone, which is enrolled to the exact same MDM server. That always has to happen during a demo. Okay. So I have my phone here, and I'm going to navigate to the same place. And look how the UI is very consistent. So I go into Settings, Accounts, Worker, School, and I see my device enrolled. I'm going to try and unenroll. It's prevented. I try to look at the Sync My Settings option. That is also disabled. So I'm just going to quickly also show you how and where I configure. So I'm using Microsoft Intune as the MDM server right now. And you can see that I've configured these policies. And I've configured it as a Windows 10 policy, not as a phone or a Windows policy. What has happened is the admin has been able to configure the policy at once just for all Windows devices. And it's enforced on the devices, on both my phone and the PC, the exact same way. So this is what the Converge platform and one MDM solution is going to give you for Windows 10. So I finally enrolled my device, and I was able to connect to the corporate Wi-Fi network, which I wanted to. But I noticed that when I connected to Wi-Fi, I was not asked for my username and password. My admin had provisioned a certificate for me to use for my Wi-Fi authentication. In Windows 8.1, through MDM, you could provision a certificate using Simple Certificate Enrollment Protocol, or SCEP, as we call it. So the MDM server indicates to the device that it needs to go and get a certificate, and the device goes and gets a certificate from a SCEP server. With Windows 10, in addition to this, you will also be able to install a certificate directly from the MDM server by sending the certificate along with the private key to the device without requiring the SCEP server. So you may say that I want you to strongly authenticate before you use the certificate. That is, you want me to prove that it is actually me who is using the certificate. You can do this by installing a Microsoft Passport certificate to devices through MDM. So now when I try to use my certificate, I am going to be shown the passport prompt, and I either need to enter the PIN or swipe my finger before I use it. So you have two-factor authentication there. So about 2 months back, I was able to connect to Wi-Fi, but then suddenly I was not. The first thing that the admin asked me to do was to check if my certificates were installed properly. I was able to do that on the PC with my Certificate Manager app. However, how do I do this on the phone? The Certificates app that is now available on the Windows Phone Store allows you to do this. It is extremely useful for troubleshooting issues and helps you view personal, root, and intermediate certificates that are installed on your phone. And it works both with Windows Phone 8.1 and Windows Phone 10. So I was able to connect to Wi-Fi and was productive at work. And it was that time of the year when the dark gray cloudy skies in Redmond got to me, and so I took a break in Hawaii. As I was lying down on the beach checking my email on my phone, I noticed a mail that asking me if I wanted to sign up for a usability study of HoloLens. I sure wanted to, and I immediately clicked to the link. But then I thought, this is an intranet link. It's probably not going to work. But it worked, and I was able to successfully sign up for the study. So what my admin had done was they had configured an auto-connect or an always-on VPN for me. So the minute I logged on to my laptop or unlocked my phone, there was a VPN connection made to my enterprise. And now I had access to all of the intranet resources, just as I had when I was connected to corporate Wi-Fi. The one difference with the Windows always-on VPN is that the users can decide to disconnect it if they do not want to. I closely looked at the VPN connections that my admin had configured, and I noticed that they had configured a different VPN connection, and it was configured in such a way that only traffic from Word, Outlook, OneNote and PowerPoint could use that connection. So if I try to connect to an intranet site over Internet Explorer, it wouldn't use that VPN connection. So what they had effectively done was isolate network traffic from certain enterprise applications over that VPN connection without me seeing anything, I still had a seamless experience without me noticing any of that. So with Windows 10, you can configure both an always-on or an auto-connect VPN, as well as VPN traffic filters through MDM. Furthermore, the VPN platform is completely unified, and it's now open to third-party plugins. For more information on Windows 10 VPN, the referenced video session from Build is something that I would highly recommend. So we saw how you were able to control my access to both VPN and corporate Wi-Fi based on if I was enrolled with MDM or not. But wouldn't it be great if you can control access to corporate resources based on the compliant state of my device, let's say if it was not jailbroken? So with Windows 10, going forward with conditional access, you will be able to control access to corporate resources based on the compliant state of the device. The MDM server can calculate or evaluate the compliant state of the device based on a set of device attributes. One key attribute that we are adding for Windows 10 is the hardware-attested device health state. Think of this as something similar to jailbreak detection that is available today with non-Windows devices, but provable in hardware using the TPM. We already have a cloud-based Windows health attestation service that is up and running for Windows 10 devices to talk to and MDM servers to rely on to know if a device is healthy or not. With Windows 10, a user's device is going to be kept up to date and current. But for certain enterprise devices, you can manage how the devices are updated. Just like you could do through group policy, you can do this through MDM now. You can control when I scan and download for updates. And if I, as a user, should be notified about a restart just before the update completes. You can also auto-approve a set of updates so that when I install the update, I'm not asked to sign off on the EULA, or I don't see any user intervention at all. On my devices that I've enrolled, I'm connected to corporate Wi-Fi most of the time, but a lot of the other times, I'm either connected to home Wi-Fi or I'm on the go. So you can actually configure how I install updates from. Do I hit the Microsoft update server over internet? Or do I install from the company update server? Or do you want me to fall back if one is not available or the other? We saw about update compliance, or we saw about compliance in the previous slide. And one key aspect that you want to use is update compliance. Basically, what that means is if a device is patched and up to date with all of the updates that you want the device to be updated with. For instance, Microsoft ensures that all security updates be installed on my device within 72 hours of release. If not, the device is deemed non-compliant. So all of the information that you need to make this decision about update compliance will be available through MDM. You can query which updates were successfully installed. You can query which of them failed or which of them are just pending a restart to complete installation. So do you see how all of these things, so I enroll my device, I had to set a PIN, I got a VPN and Wi-Fi connection, certificates to authenticate using, and managing updates. All of these are designed to make me more productive but secure the device. But some of you may want to also make sure that the enterprise data on the device is secure in addition to the device being secure. I think of this as putting a lock on your front door versus locking every room in your house when you're away. So even if the device is compromised, my company data stays secure. Enterprise data protection is a Windows 10 operating system feature that demarcates both personal and work data and keeps the work data secure. Management of enterprise data protection is possible through MDM, and you can designate which data should be considered as enterprise data. That is, which of the apps should be considered as enterprise apps, and how the data can be shared. Can you copy-paste content from a work document to a personal document? Or do I have to warn the user or completely block them when they're doing this? All of this can be configured through MDM. In addition to this, if I, as the user, overrode your warning and still copied content from my official work document to Facebook, you can audit that and generate reports of intentional data disclosure. Talking about apps, enterprise apps, in the context of enterprise data protection, you can write apps that are aware of personal and work data. To know more about how you can write enterprise data protection aware applications, there's a session tomorrow here at Build that would be extremely useful for you. So we saw how my admin was able to secure my device and keep my data secure. But at the start of the talk, we said that the responsibility of the admin is two-pronged. And the second thing is that the admin has to make sure that the users have a great ongoing experience. So Windows 10 has features that helps you do this effectively. About a month back, I lost my phone that was enrolled. I looked for it everywhere, couldn't find it anywhere, and I hadn't set up Find My Phone, so I couldn't use that too. So I called up my IT, and they were able to remotely find the location of my device through MDM. And because it was somewhere in my work building, I was able to look closer and find it. If they had found that my device was in an unfamiliar location, they could have completely wiped my device to prevent misuse of data. This ability to completely wipe a device is now also available for PCs, especially for corporate-owned devices. Some of you have the need to prepare devices, say for your marketing organization, to use for expos and demos. It is not guaranteed that the same device will be picked up every time, and so you need to make sure that all of these devices have a familiar UI and consistent apps. Windows 10 allows you to do this through MDM by manipulating the tiles or changing the start screen, the start menu, and also filtering out which apps can be used versus not. Talking about apps, sometime after I enrolled my phone, I found an application called Campus Experience that I had not installed. My admin had installed the application on my device because they thought it would be helpful for me. And it sure was helpful. It helped me navigate through the confusing campus in Redmond. So applications are really the backbone of any device. I use OneNote to take notes. I use Outlook to check my email. I use the browser app to stay up to date with current news. With Windows 10, you can manage different kinds of applications through MDM. The first thing to mention is that the app manageability platform for Windows 10 is converged across different Windows devices. And you can now install, delete, update, or query both enterprise line of business applications as well as store applications through MDM. You can also install applications that can be used by multiple users on a PC. This is specifically useful for shared device scenarios. Talking about sideloading is the process by which you set up the machine for enterprise LOB or enterprise or line of business application install. Sideloading is converged with Windows 10 across all Windows devices. And I, as the user, can unlock the device from the UI, or you can unlock it through MDM. The other things to note is that there's no limit on how many devices you can unlock, and there's no requirement of internet access. In terms of signing of the enterprise line of business application, you can either use a semantic certificate or a specific enterprise signing certificate. We talked about store applications, but Win32 applications are still widely used in PCs, or I should say classic Windows applications. With Windows 10, you can install and manage MSI-based classic Windows applications through MDM. And apart from all of this lifecycle management, you can also set application restrictions through MDM. So you can say which applications you want to block from launching for the user, or you can say which applications only should launch for the user. And this uses the familiar app locker technology that many of you may be aware of that existed on PCs. For a lot of deep information about application management in enterprises, I would highly recommend the session here by John Winsell, which happens in Ignite. John's here too if you have any questions later today. So the enterprise line of business applications are written in-house, but how do you acquire store applications to distribute it to your users through MDM? The business store allows you to do that for Windows 10. You can license both free and paid applications in bulk and distribute it to your users either through MDM or instruct the user to install it from the store using their Azure Active Directory account. Let's say that you purchase 10 licenses to a particular store application and you push down the app to me. When I leave the company, you want to make sure that you reclaim that license from me and make use of it for someone else. So this license management is possible for Windows 10 through MDM. Again, for more information on this specific topic, the reference session at Microsoft Ignite is a good resource. So do you remember the week that I spent in Hawaii? I decided that I just want to stay back. So it's my last day in the company. And you as admins now want to make sure that I no longer have access to any of the corporate resources that I had access to when I worked for the company. Windows 10 makes it easy for either the user or the admin to unenroll from management. And unenrollment removes all of the data that was provisioned during the lifecycle of management, be it policies, certificates, Wi-Fi VPN profiles, or even applications and application data. Also, the data that was tagged as enterprise under enterprise data protection is now completely removed on unenrollment. So we saw during my demo that my admin had blocked unenrollment, right? So in this case, the admin will be the one who controls when and if they can unenroll, and they can do this remotely through MDM. For personal devices, typically the users are allowed to unenroll, and when they do unenroll, the server gets notified about it. And finally, like enrollment, unenrollment also has a consistent experience across all devices. So those were some of the MDM features that we are adding for Windows 10. And I want to take a moment to put a huge shout out and a big thank you to all of our MDM server partners that we are partnering with to make Windows 10 management extremely easy for you. Okay. And some next steps, please do download the Windows Insider Preview builds and evaluate Windows 10 for your business. Talk to your MDM server vendor to see which of these features you can test right now. And this is the right time for you to start thinking about your enterprise application needs and start developing them. And finally, please do let us know your comments and feedback. either right now, in person, or you can also use the Windows User Voice portal for the same. Some resources for you for both sessions here and sessions at Ignite next week. These are all relevant sessions to enterprise that I think will be useful for you to look at. And our Windows 10 MDM documentation is available live on MSDN right now. This contains all information about the protocols, the configuration service providers that I was talking about, the policies, all of it. And we are keeping it updated as and when we add new features to the upcoming flights. And finally, a humble request to share your feedback about the session. Let us know if it was useful and what else you would like to hear in future sessions. Thank you. And I'll take some questions now. And if you're not able to get to any of the questions, because it's the end of the day, I will be in the Windows Insider Lounge in the second floor tomorrow at 11:30. Feel free to drop by if you have any questions then too. So is your question that can I push apps through the company hub?
Yeah, there's the Intune company portal app. And on my iPads, iPhones, and other Windows tablet devices, you can use that. You're doing MDM with it. If I have a domain-joined enterprise machine and I want to distribute apps to them, and I'm already using the Intune portal on these devices, I'd like to use the same thing on the enterprise device instead of the software center.
Sure. Yeah, so domain-joined devices, you can definitely enroll them into Intune too, so into any MDM. So you can enroll with an MDM, and you get the company portal, and you can install apps through that if you don't want to use SCCM.
So you would not use SCCM, you would use Intune?
Correct. Any other questions? That's a very interesting question. I mean, the question is, currently, only one user can enroll into MDM. Is there a plan to support multiple users enrolling? So one of the things that I didn't have enough time to cover, but the whole, when I joined my device to Azure Active Directory, and when I said the device was automatically enrolled, that is actually the device getting enrolled. So any Azure Active Directory user that I log on with to that particular device is managed, so the device itself is managed. So that is really a powerful thing, because for scenarios where you need multiple users to be managed, it's typically on a corporate-owned device, so you can actually manage the device and have every user on that logged in. For a BYOD case, we still have the limitation that you can have only one user enroll, but that's because that's a typical scenario. So it's my personal device, and I'm the user who's enrolling. By the way, John's here too, so if you have any app questions, deeper questions. So. In that case, so the question is, if I have a desktop that's domain joined, or I have multiple users, and I set a user level group policy, what will happen? So the policy will apply only to that user. So we have a concept of a device policy and a user policy, and that applies to all configurations. Like, you could actually have a VPN profile that is applicable to all users or only a particular user. And if it's configured as a user policy, it only applies to that particular user.
So what if I have multiple users, both have different policies? So if I log in as one user, the policy that user is assigned, that's how it
So if you think of a device, like say, you know, let's say it's an Azure Active Directory managed device, and I have two users, user one and user two on it, right? So I log in as user one, and if a policy is applied for user one, when I'm logged in as that user, that policy will apply. But if, let's say, if I'm logged in as user two, that user did not get the user policy. Let's take the disabled camera policy because it's easy. If the camera is disabled, it will be disabled for user one, but it will not be for user two. But in a typical company-owned device scenario, I think usually they want to make sure that the policies apply to all of the device, all the whole device, and for all the users on that device. So this, we think, is not a common scenario. But if you think that there is something that you this is something that you use, we would love to hear about that. We want to make sure that we get the feedback. Sure. Excellent question. We've done a lot of work for that. So the question is, when you have a Windows or a phone, both work the same. So when you have a Windows or a Windows phone device that's already enrolled in MDM and you upgrade to Windows 10, what happens? The enrollment will be migrated, and you will still be able to continue talking to your MDM server. This is a critical scenario for us because the whole way that you're going to update to Windows 10 is going to be an upgrade path, and so we want to make sure that this continues to work. Do you want to take that?
Yeah, so the company hub that you have, we're just going to DG.org, that will continue to run, and it'll still be supported for all those types. It won't be moved to a universal Windows app launch. So it'll work just the way it does today. We won't be rigid for the new universal Windows platform yet, but that'll be coming in a future.
Okay, thanks.
Sure. So you're asking if all of this MDM will work without introducing domain or group policy? Yes, so this is, you can completely manage your devices using MDM without actually domain joining the device. And like I said, this is becoming important because you still have now corporate devices that are hardly connected to corporate network and which may not be able to domain join. So yes, you can continue to manage using MDM without requiring domain join and group policy. There was a question here. Yeah. Right. And I would highly recommend tomorrow's session because that's going to be very useful for you. So enterprise data protection, and the question is, like, is it only the data or is it the apps also that's enterprise and work? Sorry, enterprise and personal? And can a particular app operate in both modes? Yes, it can. So what typically happens is through the MDM, you can actually say this app is completely enterprise, or if it's not specified, it can be completely personal. But there are certain apps that we call enlightened apps that can operate in both of these modes. Like we're working on the office and all of that, which is going to be one of the critical things. And you can write applications that actually have this enlightenment. So we have different scenarios where you copy from a site that's marked as enterprise, then that data, when it comes on your device, it's going to be treated enterprise. Or when you generate data on your device, that's the most challenging part. If it's generated from an enterprise application, it's always enterprise. But if it's generated from an enlightened app, I think there's a choice that the user can say, but there is also a different way that you can say, you can actually mark that data as enterprise versus not. So yes, it is a critical, it's something that we need for making sure that, you know, we don't have an app kind of completely labeled as enterprise or work. So the middle ground or the enlightened apps are something that will be supported. So I think it's tomorrow at 3:30, and it's called Building Enterprise Data Protection Aware Applications. Sure. Go ahead.
As far as managing device or managing applications on a consumer type of device, like a home
So those, some of those queue decisions are still going on right now. So we don't have the complete information right now on what's going to be supported where. That information will come soon. Any other questions? Sure, go ahead. No. So they will have to authorize that. So think of it similar to a smart card certificate, if you've seen, or virtual smart card, that if you've used that. So when you install the certificate into your Microsoft Passport, the user has to authorize that. Any other final questions? If not, you know, feel free to drop if you have any questions, drop a question through Twitter, or you can find us tomorrow on Insider Lounge. Great. Thank you, everyone. See you.